We have a tornado reported on the ground in Lancaster, moving north at 20 miles per hour. There is a severe weather emergency tornado warning for southern Dallas County. If you are anywhere in the vicinity, we ask that you take shelter now. If you are in a place where you are safe and have access to a telephone and are listening to the radio now and can let us know what you have seen, we would appreciate you getting in touch with us. You can call the Think hotline. It is 1-800-933-5372. You can also send that information to us via email to think@kera.org. Let's go to the phones now and speak with Carl, calling from I-20. Hello, Carl.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, what have you seen, Carl?
Well, we saw trailers. We actually saw the tornado debris flying up in the funnel cloud. We saw tractor trailers and stuff down on I-20 turned over. People parked on the freeway. Mm-hmm. They're just getting out their cars and looking at the tornado and stuff like that. Now I'm here on Park Row in 360, and you can see it, the storm damage ahead of us.
All right.
It's a mess.
Carl, I really appreciate your call. Please make sure that you are in a safe place. I want to reiterate, based on Carl's report and others, you are not safe from these storms in a vehicle. You are not safe in a vehicle. If you were on the road and you cannot get to a shelter, you may want to exit your vehicle, get into a ditch, and cover your head if you are seeing a tornado approaching. Semi-trailers turned over by these, ostensibly by these tornadoes. 1-800-933-5372 is our number if you have an eyewitness report. Let's go next to Arlington, where we have Rich on the line. Hello, Rich.
Hello. I'm headed westbound on 303. Our boys go to school at Pantego Christian Academy, and you can actually see the wall cloud over here touching the ground. There's a lot of debris. It looks like a lot of rain. It's clouding my vision, but you can see that the streets pretty much look like a ghost town at this point, because I think that everyone is very concerned for their safety at this point, and I just wanted to give you guys a heads up of what's happening out here in Arlington.
CBS DFW is reporting a tornado right now is at Division Street and State Highway 303 in Arlington, moving north towards I-30. Please take shelter. In addition to that, FAA says delays at DFW Airport almost 3 hours. CW33 says 18-wheelers have flipped on I-20 in southern Dallas, causing a lot of damage. And American Airlines headquarters have been evacuated. All employees have taken to the lower floors, Chris.
We want to remind you that Dallas police say possible tornadoes have touched down in the southern part of Dallas as a band of severe weather moves through northern Texas. Local TV footage has shown overturned and smashed semi-trailers on the ground in the southern portion of Dallas County. A reminder once again that you are not safe in any sort of vehicle or mobile home. We have a live report now from our Bill Zeeble. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Chris. Just a few minutes ago, listener Diane Hoppe called us after seeing a tornado overhead. She called from Lancaster, just east of 35 on Beltline Road.
We watched a funnel cloud go by our building about 10 minutes ago. It was not touching the ground, so it just went over, and it was traveling north-northeast. This was about 10 minutes ago in Lancaster.
The latest from the National Weather Service is that the tornado warning for northwestern and central Dallas County and east central Tarrant has it been extended, I believe, until 3:30 now, Chris.
Justin, and I want to remind parents that if you're being asked not to call the school, there's a very good chance that the school district websites will have the information you
yes.
need and therefore not tie up the lines at the same time. Let's go next on the phones. We have another eyewitness account from Nicholas in Plano. Nicholas, hello. What's going on in Plano?
Okay. I'm homesick right now, and my house is, like, rumbling, and I can hear the fire alarms the alarms going off.
Okay, sweetheart, are you in a safe room in your house?
Yes, I'm in the laundry room with my dogs.
Okay. I'm sure you're going to be fine, safe in your house. Just don't move until you don't hear any more storm noise, and stay where you are and stay near the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Want to remind everybody to do what it sounds like Nicholas has done. Move to an interior bathroom, closet, or hallway on the lowest floor of your building. Cover yourself with blankets, pillows, or a mattress for protection if you have those nearby.
The tornado warning is remaining in effect until 3:15 for central Collin County. At about 3:05, meteorologists detected that thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. It was located near Wiley, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Also, we have this is the latest. The tornado warning remains in effect until 3 o'clock for Collin and Denton counties. That perhaps has been adjusted. It was around 2:48 that they monitored that thunderstorm, which was also capable of producing tornadoes. It was located near Hebron, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. If you are in the path of these storms, please take shelter. This is not a situation to be taken lightly. Okay. Shelley?
Yeah, let's go to Shelley Koffler, coordinating as news director our coverage back in the newsroom. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, Chris. Well, you know, you were talking about schools. Obviously, we know parents are very concerned. You gave some very good advice, I think, for them to just wait until the storm passes, because many schools are making special provisions to keep the children there while this storm blows over. One of our latest bits of information comes from Plano ISD, their Facebook page. The elementary school dismissal procedures are being delayed in Plano while students are being held according to their storm safety protocol. So this is Plano ISD, and if you go to the Facebook page of Plano ISD, you will get the latest updates. In the meantime, elementary school dismissal procedures are being delayed. Students are being held till this storm passes. A couple of other updates that we have from the city of Fort Worth and DFW. First, DFW. We just spoke to David Magana, the public information officer communications person there who keeps us updated. David tells us that effectively there are no planes going in or out right now. And here, in addition, is to what David had to tell us about the safety procedures being taken for those people who are already at the airport.
Well, we had a very very severe-looking storm cell pass directly over the airport here within the last half hour, and it looks like we're having another one approaching. So what we did probably about an hour ago is we began sheltering our passengers away from the glass and away from the exposed areas and into sheltered areas such as stairwells, offices, restrooms, restaurants, you know, stores, those types of things in the terminal.